Welcome to the latest IBA podcast. It's an important year for Brazil, with Rio de Janeiro hosting the Summer Olympics. But, due in part to the fallout from the Petrobras cases, the country recently received a significant downgrade by the IMF. Considering the investment climate, our speakers discuss the future opportunities and challenges facing those doing business in Brazil.
We're going to be talking with Jim O'Neill. Of course, he was Goldman Sachs for many, many years. He's a well-known international economist.
Brazil, in particular, of course, is a huge commodity producer. And the famous Dutch disease phrase was created about big commodity-producing countries that get stuck on the drug of assuming commodity prices will help you all the time. And it's created this environment in the past decade. Brazil, like all the others, have done better than I thought. But what a lot of Brazilian policymakers themselves haven't focused on is that in their case, it was probably because of this massive rise in commodity prices. And with commodity prices turning down, it exposes the rest of the economy's vulnerabilities without that constant drug. Another consequence of it is, of course, the Brazilian real rose to an incredibly strong level, which made the non-commodity sector of Brazil highly uncompetitive. And so they've got some big fundamental issues to deal with. Problem they have, as with many of these other exciting countries, you get the level of wealth rising and it gives more and more people a lot of hope. And when things slow down and they see some signs of the old life returning, they get upset.
I'm here at the IBA's annual conference in Vienna with Geert Albers, Senior Managing Director and Head of Brazil at Control Risks. Certainly recently there have been a large number of corruption scandals which have hit the headlines.
We've obviously seen over the past few years many companies implicated in corruption and the like, but I think what's really changed, number one, there was a new law implemented in Brazil, enacted in the beginning of 2014, the Brazil Clean Companies Act. That does not necessarily apply to many of the acts currently under investigation. Obviously, the law applies as of the time it was enacted. However, it's having very clear deterrence effect, and I think it gives some guidance as to how the Brazilian government will be enforcing and prosecuting, but particularly what kind of compliance programs are required. Any company looking at Brazil from the risk perspective will see that corruption risk itself, there are two important issues. One is, how probable is it that you get caught? And the other one, how much will it hurt if I get caught? And I would say, very briefly, that in the past, there was a culture of impunity. That's radically changed, and we'll now see that corruption risk features at least very highly on any corporate risk rater, if not, it should.
It's widely known that the Brazilian economy is suffering quite a lot at the moment. And how much impact have the corruption scandals had on the economy?
What's very difficult and challenging is the level of uncertainty, particularly on the political front. So more than anything, I think the political uncertainty in Brazil is more detrimental right now than the economic uncertainty. Specifically related to the car wash scandal, clearly a class of companies which were very important for the economy and are very important for the economy, the large construction conglomerates, many of them are implicated in the scandal. Many of them were also large investors, so they were not only constructing the works, they were also investing and putting their own money in those works. And clearly, with those companies currently, many of them in either judicial recovery or otherwise impaired to participate in public bids and the like, in a sector as important as oil and gas and a sector as important as infrastructure, that poses challenges for Brazil economically. However, I just wanted to highlight that there are a few sectors in Brazil, even with 3% shrinkage, which will continue to grow: healthcare, the services industry, and infrastructure itself continues to be an area where there are a lot of opportunities. So for companies that are looking to cherry pick, in particular with a devalued currency right now, it's probably not a bad time to get in.
How vulnerable is the economy at the moment to external forces, for example, US interest rate change, or what's happening in China at the moment in terms of their slowdown?
China effect has already been felt very significantly. China moving from an investment-led to a more consumer-led model, obviously, has had major impact on commodity prices, not just in Brazil, copper in Chile, soja in Argentina, obviously Brazil, big exporter of iron ore and to China. So I think that's a lot of that's already been factored in, and obviously the oil and gas price, Brazil is much less dependent on oil and gas revenues, for example, than a country like Mexico or Ecuador. In terms of the US interest rate hikes, Brazil has a very significant challenge because interest rates are already quite high and need to be kept high because of high inflation. Most countries, particularly with more vulnerable currencies like Brazil, will need to hike their rates further, thereby slowing down economy even more. But I don't think that's the most dramatic issue right now. I generally think that the biggest challenge of Brazil is unclarity on the political front.
I'm speaking to Carlos Primo Braga, a former director at the World Bank and currently an associate professor at leading Brazilian business school, Fundação Dom Cabral.
What do you think the outlook is for Brazil and its economy?
It's going to continue to be a very difficult year for Brazil, no surprise, but it's now, the scenario looks even worse, as you probably saw the IMF just downgraded the growth expectations for Brazil to minus 3.5% for 2016. This contrasts to earlier forecasts, which were in the minus 1 to minus 2% recession. So, bottom line, given the fact that 2015 with a recession around minus 3.8%, these will be the two worst years in terms of economic performance since the Great Depression in the case of Brazil. So it's a very difficult situation. Now, if you ask what are the reasons behind this small performance, of course the international environment is not helping, but I would argue that it's mainly a self-inflicted crisis. Petrobras, for instance, is one of the most indebted companies in the world, and with the series of downgrades in terms of its credit risk, it had to significantly review its investment plan. So a few years ago, Petrobras had the most ambitious investment plan among companies in the world, something of the order of magnitude of more than $200 billion over a 4-5 year period. This has been more than cut by roughly 50% since then. And it remains to be seen if even these much more modest investment plans will be implemented because of the issues with respect to financing, given the high level of indebtedness of Petrobras nowadays. Brazil, of course, as I already said, it's a $2 trillion economy. It's bigger than Canada. It's almost the size of the United Kingdom. And it will continue to be an important economy.
See, Rio will be hosting the Olympic Games in August this year.
The city of Rio has been going through major investments in infrastructure exactly to prepare for the Games. If you ask me, is this going to have a major impact in Brazilian economy? No, it's a drop in the ocean. The Brazilian economy, it's a $2 trillion-plus economy. Of course, the Olympic Games have an impact in the economy of the city that it's hosting the Games, in this case, Rio de Janeiro. But it's not going to change dramatically the situation. situation of the economy, which is being driven by other factors